$12,624, Selco Partnership, also known as Verizon Wireless, seeks a special use exception to place a telecommunications tower. Sections 115-23, 115-194.2, and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Camp Arrowhead Road, approximately 1.2 miles south of Angola Road. The 911 address is 23182 Camp Arrowhead Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 18, Parcel 26. They're seeking to place a 148-foot tall tower with a 5-foot lightning rod. Previous board approval of case number 12,226 was approved November 5th, 2018. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Mr. Chairman, I'm recusing from this case.
Do I offend? Just kidding. Good evening, members of the board. John Tracy from Young Conaway, Stargate, and Taylor here on behalf of the applicant Selco Partnership. As you heard, this matter was actually approved by this board almost 3 years to the date of today in 2018. Unfortunately, due to pandemic construction schedules, this fell behind and was not brought to my attention in time to seek an extension of the approval. So we are back here seeking the same approval all over again. I will note that nothing has changed with regard from this application other than the membership of this board. But on our end, nothing has changed other than the name of my civil engineers firm and my waistline, but the latter not for the better. We're happy to have as much or as little discussion on this if you, depending on the board's preference. The application is the same. This is a 12-acre parcel of ground that's across from the West Bay manufactured home community. This is actually the maintenance yard for the West Bay community. 3 years ago, and we were before you the last time, the community was very eager for this to be constructed because there is no good cellular service in this area. That has not changed. We were advised by the park owner that they are even more eager for this to be constructed. As part of the application, we submitted updated reports from our RF engineer, who's here as well, demonstrating there's a significant lack of coverage in this area, as well as conflict between towers that are in the around the area. This seeks to solve both of those problems by filling the gap in service, as well as to clear up the various sectors of the antennas from the nearby facilities. There was one location that's about a mile and a half to the northwest of this that fits into that tall tower or tall building criteria, as Andrew's report noted, as he did again 3 years ago, that tower is insufficient in order to fill this gap in service. It's too far to the northwest to address the area, plus it creates conflicts with other servers or other towers that our facilities are on. I will note, though, we are not opposed to co-location. As Andrew's report notes, three of the four other first-tier neighbors, as they're referred to, are actually things that we are co-located on as opposed to towers we constructed. Andrew also submitted an updated report detailing that we comply with the federal requirements for emissions. There's an FCC sets the limits of emissions from these facilities. Andrew does an analysis that turns on all worst case scenarios, so to speak, standing directly under the tower, 24/7 exposure to it, not accounting for interference from trees, buildings, and things of that nature, and we're less than 1.5% of the limits that the FCC allows us to be. We are lighting the tower in accordance with Sussex County requirements, although it's not required for FAA purposes. There's a non-interference letter as well that demonstrates we will not interfere with any other signals. We're on a specifically licensed spectrum, so what comes from our antennas does not interfere with other carriers or 911 or things of that nature. However, if it is brought to our attention that there is interference, we set about immediately to solve that problem. So I think that accounts for all the information in the record that we have. But as I said, my RF engineer and my civil engineer are both here and happy to answer any questions that the board may have. And I should say, I should also note, because Jamie will ask me this, we are complying with all the requirements of the Sussex County Code with regard to lighting, setbacks, fencing, decommissioning and things of that nature. Also, again, the legal standard here is substantially adverse effect, and as some of you have heard me talk about in the past, that substantial is not an inadvertent word in terms of statutory construction. When it says substantially adverse, it means I can have an adverse impact on you, I just cannot have a substantially adverse impact. Here, there is no adverse impact. We don't tax government resources, schools, sewer, water. There's no impact on that. We don't impact traffic. Once these things are constructed, they're visited about once every 6 weeks by technicians just to make sure everything's up and running. So you have about 24 vehicle trips in a calendar year. They don't make any noise. They don't emit any smells or anything of that nature. They simply provide reliable cellular service for subscribers of Verizon Wireless. So with that, I will ask if there are any questions for us.
Questions? How tall did you say? I missed it when you said it.
We are not asking for any variances, so the maximum is 150 feet. I think our center line of antenna is around 148.
Okay.
On this.
Thank you.
I know you said you're meeting the county requirements, so that would include being able to accommodate two other carriers?
Correct.
And it's set back at least a third of the height?
Correct.
And pad site is going to be surrounded by a fence?
Correct.
And what else is on this site? Is it? I was a little confused by that.
There, it's the maintenance yard, essentially. If you see across the street from where we are, that's the West Bay community. So this lot has been used for storage of maintenance vehicles and equipments and materials for that community. I believe there's also either a wastewater disposal site or a stormwater disposal site that's on this property.
It's just residential in that area?
Correct. Correct. And there's actually, if you see all the trees below the site, I think as you head in that direction, it's mostly state-owned lands.
Do you have someone to affirm your testimony?
Yes.
Your statements?
If you want to swear them in, I can have both of them come in. So
you
go over there.
You state your name and address for the record.
Matt Grawbart, 2360 South Fire Lane Road, Southampton, New Jersey.
Andrew Peterson, Box 165, Fairview Village, Pennsylvania.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Okay. And Matt, since you're closest, to the extent that I was offering any testimony regarding your site plan or civil engineering, do you affirm that what I said was accurate for the record?
Yes, I do.
Andrew, to the extent that I was pretending to be an RF engineer, were my statements regarding your reports and its findings accurate for the record?
Yes, they were.
Questions for these two gentlemen?
Thank you.
Sharp, no questions.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one standing by.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 126. 24 for Selco Partnership for the requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the use of the neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
We need to put a number of years on that?
No.
So?
No, it's not one that's conditioned that they would have 2 years to initiate the use, which was, I think was the issue before.
Okay. Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So a vote, with a vote of 4-0, case number 126-24 has been approved.